For instance, that of a CEO or politician pushing through a pet project. Psychology and power drive projects at all scales, from skyscrapers to kitchen renovations. They are present in projects made of bricks and mortar, bits and bytes, or any other medium. They are found whenever someone is excited by a vision and wants to turn it into a plan and make that plan a reality. Whether the vision is to place another jewel in the Manhattan skyline, or launch a new business, go to Mars, invent a new product, change an organization, design a program, convene a conference, write a book, host a family wedding, or renovate and transform a home. With universal drivers at work, we can expect there to be patterns in how projects of all types unfold, and there are. The most common is perfectly illustrated by California's bullet train to nowhere. The project was approved, and work began in a rush of excitement. But problems soon proliferated. Progress slowed. More problems arose. Things slowed further. The project dragged on and on. I call this pattern think fast, act slow, for reasons I'll explain later. It is a hallmark of failed projects. Successful projects, by contrast, tend to follow the opposite pattern and advance quickly to the finish line. That's how the Nepal Schools project unfolded. So did the Hoover Dam, which was completed a little under budget in fewer than 5 years, two ahead of schedule. Boeing took 28 months to design and build the first of its iconic 747s. Apple hired the first employee to work on what would become the legendary iPod in late January 2001. The project was formally approved in March 2001, and the first iPod was shipped to customers in November 2001. Amazon Prime, the online retailer's enormously successful membership and free shipping program, went from a vague idea to a public announcement between October 2004 and February 2005. The first SMS texting app was developed in just a few weeks. Then there's the Empire State Building. A New York success story. The vision that became arguably the world's most legendary skyscraper started with a pencil. Who held the pencil depends on which version of the story you trust. In one, it was the architect, William Lamb. In another, it was John J. Raskob, a financial wizard and former General Motors executive. In either case, a pencil was taken from a desk and held vertically, point up. That's what the Empire State Building would be. Slim, straight, and stretching higher into the sky than any other building on the planet. The idea to erect a tower probably came early in 1929 from Al Smith. A lifelong New Yorker and former New York governor, Smith had been the Democratic presidential candidate in the 1928 election. Like most New Yorkers, Smith opposed prohibition. Most Americans disagreed, and Smith lost to Herbert Hoover. Unemployed, Smith needed a new challenge. He took his idea to Raskob, and they formed Empire State Incorporated, with Smith acting as the president and face of the corporation, and Raskob as its money man. They settled on a location, the site of the original Waldorf Astoria Hotel, once the pinnacle of Manhattan luxury, set the parameters of the project, and developed the business plan. They fixed the total budget, including the purchase and demolition of the Waldorf Astoria, at $50 million, $820 million in 2021 dollars, and scheduled the grand opening for May 1, 1931. They hired Lamb's firm. Someone held up a pencil. At that point, they had 18 months to go from first sketch